Hello and welcome to Control Alt Secure, Akuto's micro podcast about cybersecurity in the age of AI. Did you know it takes less than 15 seconds of audio to produce a clone of someone's voice? That's right, just a few seconds. And suddenly someone else can sound exactly like you.
All right, welcome everybody. Because this is our first one of a series of very exciting podcasts to come, I think we should probably tell our millions of fans out there a little bit about ourselves. I'm Dom Tourifakis, a computer engineer and cybersecurity consultant. I started Akuto in 2012, and we focus on secure software development, focusing on applications around cybersecurity and artificial intelligence, and also cybersecurity consulting. So I work with a bunch of people who are skilled in different areas, and we do things like penetration testing, security assessments. We will do secure code reviews and, you know, look at software packages to make sure that they don't have vulnerabilities that hackers can exploit, and also training. We offer a bunch of cybersecurity training services to companies.
I am Ruby. I am an audio technician based out of Montreal. I focus on audio recording, editing, production, and content creation. So what we wanted to talk about today on our first episode is voice cloning scams.
So voice cloning is a technique where you can upload a short audio clip of yourself to an AI model, and then it can analyze the way you speak, you know, the tone of your voice, but even the patterns and the way you say things, and then produce an AI model that is able to speak and sound pretty close, in some cases, identical to the person being cloned. And scammers are using voice cloning to fool people into doing things, into, you know, paying money or divulging information, thinking that they're speaking to somebody they know.
The first way that I came across voice cloning, and I think the first way that many people came across it, is there's been a lot of covers that have been super popular. Cartoon characters doing covers of famous songs. And I think it's a lot of fun. But it's interesting that, you know, with all new developments in technology, that there's going to be a lot of fun, and then there's going to be a lot of people using that to do bad.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. Actually, the first time I heard I came across actual sound from an AI cloning scam, I thought, this is why we can't have nice things. You know, you can do so many neat and fun things, but unfortunately, yes, there is the dark side. There's a spin on the classic grandparent scam where, you know, people reach out to somebody, to a loved one, and there's some kind of emergency, like an accident or a medical emergency, and, asking for money. Well, now what they're doing is they're actually cloning the voices of the loved ones. And so, I know somebody who actually got a call, and she swears it was her grandson. And this is not, the person is older, but there's no dementia or anything like that. There's a very sharp individual saying, I swear to you, it was my grandson. And, you know, there was an emergency. I can't remember what it was at this point. But, you know, they convinced her that a friend was coming to get some cash, and she handed it over. This stuff is happening, and it does work.
I think as someone who's Gen Z, from a young age, I've been interacting with technology and kind of thinking about it critically. But now when I go on Facebook, it's so filled with AI. And I think a lot of people who are coming into contact with this sort of fake content for the first time may not have the ability to really decipher AI from the truth, because sometimes, and progressively, it's getting more and more uncanny and really, really close to human.
It is. And I'm glad you mentioned Facebook, because that's one of the ones that I also had some personal experience with. And I actually saw some of the footage where it was a video call on Messenger, and it was the person's friend. And they convinced them to, I'm going to send you a code, and you need to let me know what it is. And that's how they got access to their account. And the scammers were selling things through their account on Marketplace. It's really unfortunate, and it's scary what people can do.
So I have made an example of what one of these scam calls would sound like. I have Dom at the airport asking me for some Bitcoin.
Hi, Ruby. I'm so sorry to bother you with this. My connecting flight was canceled. I'm stranded in Calgary, and of course, I seem to have lost my wallet. I'm going to email you a Bitcoin wallet address. Please put like $2,000 worth of Bitcoin in there. I'll pay you back as soon as I get home.
What do you think? Would you have sent me Bitcoin if you got that?
I don't know.
It is fair that if you know the person well that you and you pay attention, you can pick off some subtle clues.
But you might not be listening for signs of AI because you're too busy listening to your loved one and their situation. So it can be easy to miss the cues of was it real or not.
Yeah, that you're bang on. And there's actually a couple of things that hackers typically exploit. It's not just the trickery from a technology perspective, but they actually, the really successful ones use psychology. And so the two common things that they try to get you with is either you're not paying attention to what's going on. And so that's where a lot of the email scams, like you're in a meeting and an email comes in. And if you had actually been paying attention, you would never have clicked on that thing. But because you're multitasking, you click on it. And so it's a similar type of thing with these types of scams. They're exploiting known psychological traits. And one of those things is urgency. So, they'll try to get you to panic and act quickly because somebody you love, needs something. And so you might be willing to overlook some things in your, in the urgency to help. And the other one in a professional setting is like intimidation. So they will often pose as executives, and they will target somebody rather low in the hierarchy who's afraid to question, the senior vice president telling them to go and buy gift cards because they want to, give them to people. So since we're talking about, these scams, we should probably talk about what people can do about them too, how to protect themselves against them. And, from a business perspective, from a corporate perspective, there's a few kind of standard things that we recommend to our clients. And one of them is to have policies in place. So one of the scams that has happened and cost millions of dollars for a company was somebody called and convinced, again, with the voice, they're swearing that they spoke to the person they know, and they were instructed to change the banking information for some invoices that had to be paid. But we're talking about invoices in the millions of dollars. And so they actually went ahead and changed the banking information, and the money went to the wrong hands. And by the time they figured out what had happened, that money was gone. From a company perspective, you should have policies in place. If there are certain financial transactions or, something that seems a bit unusual, that there are instructions on having to verify through a separate channel, any requests like that. On the personal level, one of the things we recommend is code words. So, if you call me and saying, you need Bitcoin for whatever reasons, okay, Ruby, what's the code word? And if you don't know it, that's a giveaway right there.
I guess it's kind of like a situation where you encounter two clones of yourself and you have to prove which one's the real you, ask a question that only the real Dom would know.
I love it. That is definitely another technique. But be careful, and make sure that whatever it is you're asking can't be like guessed or whatever from social media, right? That's another problem with putting too much content out there, is that we're giving people a lot of information they could leverage to come after us.
So if you get a call and you're not sure if it's an AI scam or a real person asking for money, you can ask yourself SCAM. So it's an acronym. So S is for speech. Are they talking like they usually do? Do they have a weird cadence to their words? Are they pronouncing things normally? C is for contact. How did this person get in touch with you? If it's a loved one, if it's someone you know well, why aren't they calling from their usual phone number? Why aren't they emailing you from their regular email? obviously, you know, there's like phone booths and other ways to contact people, but are they emailing you from a really strange email or phone number? If it's unfamiliar or doesn't make sense for this person, that's definitely a tell that it could be AI. And then A, so what are they asking for? A lot of scammers tend to deal in currencies that are not e-transfer or by the book, you know. They have to go for gift cards or Bitcoin. So think about what they're asking for. Think about, is it something that that person has asked you for before? You know, if you get a call from your grandmother asking for 2,000 Bitcoin, does your grandmother know what a Bitcoin is? Those kind of questions. And then finally, for our acronym, we have M. It's message. So if you're uncertain, you know, reach out to the person who is asking you for money through the means that you would normally talk to them through. So their email, their phone number, a way to get in touch with them that you know is them. Knock on their front door, ask them about it, you know, follow up. So remember, if you get a call and you're not certain whether or not it is AI, think scam.
So, you know, we've focused a lot about the scary stuff, but there's actually a lot of, you know, really cool things and fun things as well, and useful things with not just voice cloning, but generative AI in general. And so, you know, I've been playing around and having some fun with it. And so in the spirit of the season, with Halloween just around the corner, for example, I used 11 Labs to, you know, create a haunted house kind of atmosphere sound effect. So take a listen and what do you think?
Spooky.
It is. It's pretty cool what you can do. And you know, I also tried to create a song with 11 Labs. It's, you know, not the greatest thing, but I just was experimenting to see how, you know, how it works. So here's a song that pays homage to my Montreal roots and my cybersecurity background. What do you think of this?
Late night haze on St. Catherine Street. Neon signs flicker through the rain. I nurse my poison in a wooden seat, drowning the heartache, numbing all the pain.
So, you know, that was me just experimenting a little bit with 11 Labs. And to be honest with you, I don't know anything about audio or music. So my prompts to get that were very short and not very well informed. It'd be really cool to see what somebody like you, Ruby, who really has that background in audio and, you know, in music, what you could do with something like 11 Labs.
Yeah, of course. I actually worked on some songs myself on 11 Labs. And here's what I have for you.
Pumpkins glowing on porches lit by dust. Smoke from chimneys drifting in the hush. Scars wrap memories of past goodbyes. Yet in golden light, I wonder never dies. Come and feel the autumn groove. Hearts are warm beneath the harvest moon. Every step a gentle move. Dancing through the fallen tune.
Did you catch all that? Let's put it to the test in this week's cybersecurity quiz. First question, true or false? Creating a voice clone requires sophisticated software and many recordings of the voice that is being cloned. And the answer is false. Cloning a voice can be done by anyone with only a 15-second recording of the voice that is being cloned. Next up, question two. What is a preventative measure you can establish with your loved ones to protect yourselves against voice cloning scammers? If you said establishing code words, you are correct. Now it's time for the final question. What is the acronym that you can use to help determine whether you're talking to someone you know or a clone? Time's up. And the final answer is scam.
Thank you so much for listening to our first episode of Control Alt Secure, a Kudos microcast about cybersecurity and AI.
Thanks, everybody, for joining. And we'll talk about more interesting audio and cybersecurity topics in our following episode about audio watermarking.